Welcome to Quirk, a day in the year of a nobody. You have never heard of me. I am Nicholas Quirk, and through the aid of my youthful diaries, I am slipping back in time with you and my friend, Penny Parker.
Nick, I know for our regular listeners, I'd like to update you for the condition of my teeth. It still hurts.
Oh, still?
But you know what? I'm just too much of a coward. I need to go to the dentist. I will make the appointment at some point.
Sadly, that relates to nothing in the diary.
I understand. you're looking blankly at me because it's about me.
I feel your pain. I'm terribly sorry you are suffering still.
Thank you. All right, well, you're going to take me away from the here and now.
I'm going to make you forget it.
Yes.
I'm going to make you forget it by popping you into June the 1st in 1980. I don't suspect you had toothache then.
Probably
Penny.
Not.
No.
Probably had more teeth, though.
Probably. Please don't smile. Now, it was a Sunday, and I didn't get to bed till 4:30 a.m.
Ooh, that means Saturday was good.
Well, kind of. Oh. It does sound like I'd had a very good Saturday night. When I look, I had been to see two late night movies at the Screen on the Hill, which were The Blue Collar and Play It Again, Sam. And I'd had to walk home in the pouring rain. So two films, they probably started about 11. So it's quite late anyway, me walking.
Would you have been going there after the pub?
Well, I'd been in the West End. I'd been to the theatre. Strangely, I'd been to see The Dresser. Free. I'd got a free ticket for it. I didn't have to pay for that. The films, I suspect I did have to pay for.
Would you have planned this activity or did you not plan in that kind
of way? Well, I think I would have, probably, because the Screen on the Hill was in Belsize Park. And at the time, I was living on the Finchley Road.
Okay.
So it would have been out of my way. It's not like I would be passing the cinema and go, I'm lured in by that.
Mm-hmm.
So I must have seen that Blue Collar and Play It Again, Sam were on. I'd probably never seen Play It Again, Sam. I wanted to see it.
Were you on your lonesome when you saw these? Or?
Well, when I'm looking, I went on my lonesome, but Alistair was there, so I sat with him.
Oh, good.
So it was quite pleasant, but it was pouring with rain as well. So I probably thought it might stop, but it hadn't.
No.
But anyway, the reason why it was so late was when I'd got in, Kim wasn't in, and then she got in after me and we sat and had a coffee and chatted. So I hadn't got to bed till 4:30 a.m. And then I was woken early by Tara, who had Hazel with him. Now, Tara lived upstairs and he was also at the drama centre, as was Hazel. But of course, I wasn't at the drama centre at this point. So it was very nice. It was lovely, lovely to see Hazel. I was very excited to see her. But I seemed to think she had lost much of her sparkle.
Oh dear.
Now, I'm wondering if she was writing a diary, whether she might have actually thought, nice to see Nick, but he seems to have lost his sparkle.
So there you were, snoozing away, and they rang on the door and turned up.
They rang on the door and they turned up. Okay. So I've no idea what the conversation was, but it was lovely to see them. We obviously had a little bit of a hoo-ha, a little bit of a giggle, catch up. They went, and I got on with my day, and I'd actually decided I would do my laundry, which was a mammoth task.
No,
clearly, I had a lot.
And are we talking laundrette?
No, it wasn't the laundrette. I think I went upstairs to Tara's. They had a washing machine. I don't think we did have a washing machine. Although that said, let's not forget I lived above a dry cleaner. So I'm quite surprised by this, actually, because my shirts, I used to get done free. They used to go to a laundry and they'd come back all ironed.
Oh, and beautiful.
It was lovely. Oh. But I suppose it must have been bedding, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Underwear, you know, socks.
Yeah.
Smalls.
Yeah.
Might be my smalls. Well, I can't be sending them to the laundry to come back ironed.
Your big old pants ironed. Getting above yourself there.
So that was it. Anyway, I did my laundry and I spent most of the morning doing that. I watched The Quiet Man on telly while Kim worked upstairs. It was all going on upstairs, wasn't it? Laundry, Tara.
Company.
Working.
Laughter.
So that was quite jolly. I like The Quiet Man, John Wayne.
Love
Irish,
it.
Little Irish, Maureen O'Hara. I think it was the thing about Sundays, because let's not forget everything was shut. You could go to museums and things, couldn't you, were they, Sunday?
You are being a quiet man.
Indeed. And I seem to have mentioned sort of ironing here as well, so I don't know. What the hell I was doing. I washed it all very quickly. Anyway, that said, when Kim went out, I cooked dinner and wrote. The meal was very Chinese tasting. So I don't know what I did with it. But also, I've written this in an odd order, actually. I haven't looked at this before, clearly. No. Because Kim and I sang. She thinks I have a great voice. Also, she says, I move well. Dance.
Well, we do
know. She was a fan there.
Yeah, all right.
I could shake my booty.
And what were you singing? What are the hits of the day?
Would we have been singing them? That's the thing. Well, I think number one was Suicide is Painless.
Oh, God, okay.
Though I love that song. I absolutely love it. I mean, it is...
It's MASH, isn't it?
Yeah, MASH. Yeah. It's the theme tune to MASH.
Yeah.
Which was, again, massive at that time, wasn't it? But I'm not sure that I would have been singing it.
No.
Crying,
dear.
Don McLean.
Oh, these are a bit miserable, yeah.
Well, it is Don McLean, but that's the Roy Orbison song. So it's interesting that Don McLean did a version and it was in the charts here. Yeah. And though you wished me well, you couldn't tell. Rat Race, The Specials, We Are Glass, Gary Numan, Funky Town.
Oh, Funky Town.
We might have been a bit funky.
Yeah.
That's Lip Sync. And then we got Over You, Roxy Music were in the charts, but again, I don't think we could have.
No.
Now, here's an interesting one. Uh-huh. You Gave Me Love, The Crown Heights Affair. What a strange name. I have no recollection of that. And then there's another one with a big, long name, is Let's Go Round Again. I don't remember that at all.
No, but I was a disco girl.
So I definitely wasn't singing it.
No, quite.
Okay. Well, is that what you were doing? Would you have been discoing to that while Kim and I were singing and jazz hands?
Both of which you were brilliant at.
Of course. I was great. I'm not going to say brilliant. I've written great.
Would you like me to say it?
No. Anyway, then Kim obviously went out
mm-hmm.
after we'd been singing, and I got on eating and cooking and eating. Defoamed. She was depressed.
Oh.
So I went round with a bottle of wine.
Wow. Good friend.
Yes, isn't that nice of me?
Very
so
nice.
She was living in Hampstead at the time in a funny little bedsit.
Oh.
She might not think that. And I have her on the phone very quickly. What do you mean? It was a lovely room.
Hovel.
I loved it. I knitted in there and I knitted the furniture.
Oh my God, you were telling people that, weren't you? Oh dear, she lives in this funny little room.
I haven't written that actually though, but that's just my memory is. That's right. I just remembered it.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, apologies Dee if I have upset you in any way. But the good news was that she had the record Broken English,
mm-hmm.
Marian Faithfull,
oh.
which I absolutely loved. Knowing Dee could have been quite traumatic because she had a habit of just listening to little bits that she really, really liked. You'd be listening to a song and suddenly she'd pick the needle up and put it back so she could hear that bit again. So, you know, obviously you can do it with rewind now if you want to do that. And, you know, probably this isn't such mad behaviour, but I always thought it was a little bit mad behaviour there once. And once, when I was living on the top floor of South Hill Park on the top floor flat. She was doing it with a Blondie record and I was so angry. I just tore it off the deck and threw it out the window. I upset Tea. That was a Blondie record as well. She wouldn't have liked that at all, but I'd been so mean.
Yes.
So I've gone to the room. We were obviously listened to Marianne Faithfull. And, well, in fact, that's the album that has The Ballad of Lucy Jordan on.
Okay.
Which, of course, I absolutely adore. That.
In a white suburban bedroom, in a white suburban town, as she lay there neath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers, till the world turned to orange and the room went spinning round.
And we had a lovely evening, actually. Oh. And I had lots to tell her. We laughed and I cheered up her drama centre blues.
Oh, okay.
So it's obviously connected with college and how things were going. I rushed back to see South Bank show, Jonathan Pryce's Hamlet. So it was obviously Melvyn Bragg interviewing Jonathan Pryce about Hamlet that was at the Royal Court. Oh, and actually, I've just had a memory because I got very, very angry because I really wanted to see it. And I got very, very angry because my brother went and saw it on his own. And I think he had a fight a couple of days later in Hyde Park because I was so enraged.
Fisticuffs?
Well, I'm not sure fisticuffs. I wasn't a fisticuffs person.
No.
But I might have shouted, possibly even spat.
Oh.
I don't know. I wonder if there's anything
what
about it.
Behavior.
I'm almost tempted just to look to see if there is anything about it.
Spitting.
Because I do remember it infuriated me. Oh, yeah, there you go. Thursday the 5th of June.
Wow.
He had been to see the Royal Court Hamlet last night. It was that we had a row about. I was shouting and swearing, and brother kept trying to make out it was all a joke for the benefit of the rest of the people in the park. No, I don't think I obviously didn't spit.
But you caused a scene.
But I clearly caused a scene.
Oh, dear.
What a funny thing to get upset about.
Well, yes.
Mm.
Even at this distance, you still look a bit upset.
These memories, these things, they're a burden to me.
I can tell.
And this is why I'm getting rid of them now.
Thank you.
I'm sending them out to the world. You can have all my bad feeling.
Thanks for including
there
me.
There it is.
you saw this on
set. Well, I saw this and it was very good and I loved it. Oh. It's a very radical interpretation of Hamlet. What's interesting was I knew it was on, so I rushed back to catch it because I don't think Dee had a TV.
Oh, no wonder she
said. No, because remember she used to have to come round to watch Top of the Pops with us. Yeah, no wonder she's sad, did you say? Wasn't anything to do with the college at all. She had no television.
Wow.
Were you in a funny little room then somewhere? Penny's own funny little room. No wonder you're taking D side in this. But anyway, I watched that, and then I watched a Gene Kelly film called Invitation to the Dance. And here I am being a little bit pretentious, because I noted, in somewhat disgust, actually, that the first shots are a rip-off of Les Enfants de Paradis.
Bloody hell.
So I wasn't happy with that at all. No. And I thought, but I also clearly wanted to show off the fact that I'd seen Les Enfants de Paradis.
Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play.
Now, I don't know what's happened then, because that must have been quite late by then, because this, what was the South Bank show, about 9 o'clock? And then I watched a film, and then before I know it, Kim and I are reading speeches from Shakespeare.
Like you do.
Okay. Which actually is hilarious to read that now. Because when I was in Melbourne last year visiting Kim, and she runs an acting school, and she had workshops with a very, very famous voice coach. Patsy Rodenberg. And as a result of that, we were doing Shakespeare speeches together till see. 40 years later, it doesn't stop.
Never stops.
It hasn't stopped.
Nope.
I don't think we sang, and I certainly didn't dance.
No.
But yes, we were still reciting Shakespeare to each other. I can see you think that's a rather unpleasant thing to be doing. What would you have been doing?
Watching
to entertain yourself. What, in your funny little room?
Yeah.
All alone. I think it says it all, Penny. Decided that every week we would learn and work on a piece and perform it for each other.
Okay, fair
did
enough.
We do that?
Let me think. No.
No? No. You're saying no. You are right. I think that could have been the extent of it.
You've had very little sleep the night before.
Well, I know, and I haven't actually said what time. I've said early, but I don't know if it was early. What was early to me then?
Well, you've done your smalls already.
I did a lot. I did a mass. And I did some ironing. Watched films.
Watched films.
Been over to Dee's.
Did a mercy mission to Dee.
Yeah.
Come back, TV.
I know.
Shakespeare. You're packing it in.
I know. It's a busy, busy life. Well, then to top it all, I started to read A Childhood by Harry Cruse. So I still wasn't finished.
No.
You see, I don't remember ever having very much sleep in my life, full stop.
Yeah.
I think a period of children and things, I think I may have slept longer.
Yes.
But even now, 6 hours is kind of like a good stint.
Oh, I think we're supposed to have more now we're getting on.
My understanding was that you didn't get more. Well, what you do is you snooze.
Oh.
Hour naps, don't you? I heard everything that was said. I just had to close my eyes. They were heavy.
Days are less full. Are they full?
Perhaps I need to read a page from a more recent diary.
Let's do that. And so we come to the end of this episode of Quirk. A day in the year of a nobody. Thanks for listening, and join me next week when Nicholas takes us on another rummage through his past.